beyond the latest model. From premium features to the soul's true upgrade. On September 14, 2025, I brought home a flagship smartphone. It is among the company's finest creations, sleek, powerful, almost audacious in its ambition. The lenses are extraordinarily sharp, the memory generous, the processing effortless. Even the cooling chambers feel as if they have been engineered with a watchmaker's care, keeping the device composed while it rushes through a thousand tasks. Calls sound clean. Every feature feels thoughtfully refined. A piece of glass and metal, yet strangely alive with intelligence. Sitting with this new device in my hand, I found myself thinking about the story of the mobile phone itself. How, in so short a time, it has traveled from smart to smarter, and still presses forward. Then another thought rose, this principle of evermore is not limited to phones. It runs like a current through human history, from the needle to nuclear power, from simple tools to space-faring technology. In every field, we push, we refine, we add. Humanity pays a price for each improvement, time, money, effort, discipline, and then enjoys the fruit. The rule seems constant, the higher the price, the more elevated the result. The more earnest the striving, the finer the refinement. As I turn these ideas over, verses of the Quran return to me with a fresh gleam. And there is even more with us. 50:35. It is as if God is reminding us that the story of addition does not end in this world. If the pattern of life on earth is smart to smarter, then the pattern of the next life is finite to limitless. There is another world, Jannat al-Na'im, Jannat al-Khuld, Jannat al-Aliyah, where additions do not taper off, where increase is not exhausted, where fulfillment does not grow stale. Our caravan is being guided towards that world of eternal expansion and the promise. And there is even more with us. Is not a poetic flourish but a reality waiting just beyond the horizon of time. Consider our fascination with Zoom. We lift a camera and draw the distant close, sometimes joking that we can Zoom to the moon. Today our tools bring far-off wonders near. Tomorrow, in paradise, the addition will not be in the gadget but in the soul itself. Capacities that are now outside us will be placed within us. Horizons that feel unreachable will be brought into intimate reach. The Quran voices this hope with a tenderness both stirring and exact. Those who do good works shall have a good reward and more besides. 10:26. Good reward and more besides. A promise that material delights will be perfected, yes, but also that spiritual vision, love, and nearness will be open to an extent our present words cannot fathom. The world teaches us a clear lesson. Premium features come at a premium price. We accept this without protest in our technology and our comforts. Why, then, do we hesitate when the same law appears in the spiritual realm? Paradise has a price, not of coins, but of character, not of currency, but of commitment. The Prophet Muhammad said, "Be aware! The merchandise of God is costly. Be aware, the merchandise of God is paradise." Jamie Altermidi, costly, not because God is distant, but because he invites us to rise, above whim to will, above distraction to remembrance, above the fleeting to the eternal. Paradise is the world of additions. Knowledge will widen without edge. Life will lengthen without weariness. Culture will blossom without decay. It is the journey from the narrow corridor of time into the vast gardens of forever. Our desires, which here outstrip our means, will there find a home large enough to hold them without disappointment. The Quran calls us, with both command and consolation, to a garden. For a paradise as vast as the heavens and the earth. 3:133. A vastness that refuses to be measured, a generosity that refuses to be counted. And yet, there is a tender caution. Do not mistake the road for the destination. The flagship smartphone, for all its wonder, is still a signpost, not a home. The delight we feel at a smoother interface or a crisper image is real, but it is a borrowed joy, an arrow pointing towards a greater happiness. In this world, each upgrade grants us a taste, a fragrance, a hint. It trains our hearts to recognize the pattern of addition, so that when God speaks of more, our hearts know what to expect, even if our minds cannot map it. What, then, is the price we must pay? Not an austerity that hates the world, but a discipline that orders it. not the denial of blessings, but gratitude for them. Not withdrawal from responsibility, but the purification of intention within it. To spend honestly, to speak truthfully, to forgive quickly, to give quietly, to remember God often, to keep prayer like a pulse. These are the coins of the soul. Each act plants a seed for that other country where additions never end. Sometimes, holding a new device, we feel a small thrill of arrival. We have, for a moment, the latest, the best. But arrival in this world is always temporary. Another model is already knocking. Paradise is different. There, arrival is truly arrival. There, the human story finds its home, and the heart's restless desire for better is met by God's own, even more. So let us not be shy of the law that governs both technology and eternity. To receive what is higher, become what is higher. The hand that upgrades phones can also upgrade the self, one intention at a time, one prayer at a time, one act of mercy at a time. In a world obsessed with additions, let us be among those who add what matters most, goodness, humility, gratitude, peace. O God, you who have filled this world with signs of progress and glimpses of what lies beyond, make us worthy travelers to your paradise of increase. Enlarge our capacities, refine our intentions, and grant us, by your grace, the honor of beholding you. This article is written by Maulana Iqbal Umri, Tamil Nadu. Let us not be shy of the law that governs both technology and eternity. To receive what is higher, become what is higher. The hand that upgrades phones can also upgrade the self, one intention at a time, one prayer at a time, one act of mercy at a time.